This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Leona McDonald Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Dr. Julia Howell. We're talking about Mountaintop Music's The Magic of the Orchestra concert. This is going to be at Tin Mountain Conservation Center this coming Saturday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's a great concert for families and kids. We'll get more into that in just a moment, but you can find more information online at mountaintopmusic.org. That's mountaintopmusic.org. Julia, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
So, The Magic of the Orchestra, it's designed to be a great first concert for kids?
Yes. Yeah, so, the idea of this program in particular is to be a great introductory concert for particularly younger folks, but anyone who has never seen a live orchestra before or maybe has seen one on TV or maybe attended a concert or two, didn't quite know what it was about. So, the idea is to create a slightly less formal atmosphere where it can be interactive. The audience can ask questions. If you want to get out of your seat and dance along, clap along, that's welcomed. And we have some kind of special programming to go along with the music. On the program, we have a selection of highlights from the Harry Potter film scores. Mm. And for that portion, we'll be joined by a character straight out of the Harry Potter books to help guide us through that and set the scene for us. And the centerpiece of the program is Carnival of the Animals, which is a lengthier piece made up of quite short movements depicting different animals, accompanied by some very humorous poems. So it's very evocative. It's very fun. We also have some pieces that are going to be very familiar that folks will have heard in movies, on TV, and cartoons, well-known tunes that you'll get a chance to hear live. But I think also anyone who's already familiar with orchestral music and orchestral performance will be able to get something out of this performance as well.
Do we know which, or are we disclosing which Harry Potter character is going to be there, or is that something that's classified? Or
sure, we can say that we'll be joined by Ginny Weasley.
Okay.
Will be casting some magic for us.
Nice, very cool. Ginny Weasley will be at Mountaintop Music's The Magic of the Orchestra. That's going to be at Tin Mountain Conservation Center, March 7th. That's this Saturday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It is for family and kids, and you can find more information anytime by going to mountaintopmusic.org. That's mountaintopmusic.org. I don't know if it was Carnival of the Animals, but I remember when I was all the way back in elementary school, there was some sort of musical performance, which was a classical piece where they had like an oboe as a duck and like all sorts of different instruments. I imagine mm-hmm. that's what that particular piece is like.
Or? Yes, very similar. So each movement features different instruments of the orchestra, and the orchestra kind of impersonates different animals, sometimes quite literally. The movement with the donkeys is very funny. So it's immediately understandable and very humorous and just really great fun. And it's also great music as well. It's by Camille Saint-Saëns, 19th century French composer, beautifully orchestrated. So it's fantastic from a musical standpoint as well as just being a lot of fun.
So what type of composition is the orchestra? Is it more woodwinds or does it have a fair number of strings or?
Mm-hmm. So we have nearly a full symphonic complement at the moment. This orchestra has been running for over 15 years, and it's at times been a string ensemble, at times been a full orchestra, at times collaborated with choirs and dance troupes. So it's had a very varied life as an ensemble. And at the moment, we are a pretty full ensemble, including winds, brass, strings, some percussion, and of course the conductor.
Of course. It's Dr. Julia Howell talking with Mountaintop Music about their Magic of the Orchestra concert. It's this Saturday at Tin Mountain Conservation Center, perfect for families and kids. They're going to have Ginny Weasley showing up, as well as some music from the Harry Potter films, and they're also going to have the Carnival of the Animals song, which will be very fun for kids. You can check out more information at mountaintopmusic.org. That is mountaintopmusic.org. I do want to talk about Mountaintop Music. You're an organization that is encouraging musical literacy for all skills and abilities. So if you're somebody who's just starting out or maybe somebody who is well experienced, you could still get lessons at Mountaintop Music.
Mm-hmm. And we really do cater for almost everything quite impressive in one small organization. We have everything from folk music to rock to jazz, blues, Caribbean music, pretty much all instruments. And we truly have all ages from newborns all the way up to folks in their 70s and 80s who are maybe picking up an instrument again or for the very first time that they always wanted to learn. So we do have a huge variety going on in the new building.
And there's a number of local musicians in the Valley who every year help out Mountaintop Music because you do the famous 24 hours of music.
Yes.
And a lot of local artists chip in, whether they are former students of Mountaintop Music or just big fans of the cause.
Yes. That's coming right up the first weekend in April, April 4th and 5th. This year, it's kind of expanding into almost 36 hours of music because there's just such a vibrant musical life in the Valley. And we do have such a wonderful community that's not just the school, but is also everyone on the concert series, friends, also working musicians all around the region.
If you're just tuning in, it's Mountaintop Music's The Magic of the Orchestra at Tin Mountain Conservation Center this Saturday, 4 p.m. Great for families and kids. They're going to have some music from the Harry Potter films, as well as special guests Jenny Weasley, who will be there, and some other fun music for the kids. It's going to be an orchestra format, but there will be questions and answers for the kids. It's designed for a first concert format. You can find more information by going to mountaintopmusic.org. That's mountaintopmusic.org. I do want to make sure that we mention, because we were talking about this before the interview, that in June, there's going to be the big opening for Majestic. That's the plan anyway.
That's the idea. So over the course of the summer and into next season, the orchestra and indeed other concerts will be moving into the Majestic Theater as that becomes ready.
And a lot of people are really excited for that. So I imagine, have you seen how it looks now?
Or? Oh yes, it's beautiful.
It's absolutely
going to be
beautiful.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Does it look like the classic theater or is it?
It really retains a lot of the character while bringing it up to date as well.
I'm excited. So that's going to be the opening of the Majestic planned for June. But this coming Saturday, you can catch the Magic of the Orchestra at Tin Mountain Conservation Center. That's being put on by Mountaintop Music. And that's this Saturday, 4 p.m. Great for families and kids. Dr. Howell, any final thoughts before we go?
Sure. The concert begins at 4, but if folks would like to arrive a little early, we'll have a chance to learn about the instruments before we start playing and have a chance to actually try some of the instruments as well. So if you'd like to arrive a little early for that.
Show up early if you want your kids to be playing with the instruments, mm-hmm. and hopefully they'll find something that they love and maybe continue that love of music into the rest of their lives. It's Mountaintop Music's The Magic of the Orchestra at Tin Mountain Conservation Center. This Saturday, 4 o'clock is the start of the concert. Feel free to show up early if you want to check out the different instruments. And you can find more information by going to mountaintopmusic.org. Julia, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Leona McDonald and Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire.